Joining us on the line from the 9th Legislative District, it is Senator Mark Schessler. Good afternoon to you, sir. How are you?
Oh, great to be back with you.
Always a pleasure to have you, Senator. And so, obviously, a big ruling this morning, a little bit after 9 o'clock. The Washington State Supreme Court says that, in their opinion, the Redistricting Commission did complete their duties in the legislatively allotted amount of time, or the congressionally or constitutionally allotted, let me use the right language, the constitutionally allotted amount of time, and now those maps will go to the state legislature. First of all, what were your thoughts on the ruling by the state Supreme Court? Do you believe it was the right ruling? And two, what do you see the legislature doing? Do you see any major changes or heavy lifting coming from your chamber or from the House?
Well, great. I think the court made the only logical decision unless they chose to continue being a very activist court. In this case, it's a lot like you buy a house, you shake hands with the seller, you've got a deal. But yet, a paralegal is probably doing the work of drafting the actual contract in detail. Or when I closed a deal on a budget, shake hands with the other leaders, and then the lawyers and the fiscal analysts do the minutia. The deal was completed before midnight in agreement, but one tiny little change requires slight movements in the entire map. So it was technical. There was no reason not to go forward with that map unless they chose to be activists. I think if we look at the coming session, what the law clearly says is the legislature can make technical corrections. And if memory serves me right, after a decade, those are only technical changes. For example, if we saw the line went through the middle of the CBC campus, we could say, well, it's really not going to change the population. We can skirt around the edge of it. But they're very technical. They have to be nominal in size, and they seldom, if ever, happen.
Now, Senator Schessler, we know there has been some discussion about the 14th and the 15th. Of course, part of Franklin County, based on these maps, will now be in the 15th, the east side of Pasco. Also, some of the western end of the county, Connell, Eltopia, up in that area, could be moving into the 15th. There's been some suggestion that they may not match up with the Federal Voting Rights Act. Do you think that that is going to be an issue with those two districts, or do you believe that there are other opinions out there that will hold these two districts where they are and that the legislature will wind up passing these or upholding these maps relatively quickly?
Well, the maps are upheld. That doesn't rule out litigation by, I would say, far left activists. That is always a possibility. But these maps had a lot of legal minds looking over them, and I think they more than gave the minority community a district. The district was majority-minority. Now it is a super-majority-minority district, which should more than achieve the Voting Rights Act goals. The problem with this radical gerrymandering in LD 15 is the community of interest part of the law. The community of interest for Othello with Pasco, as it currently is, makes sense. But the Othello area with Benton County makes none at all. The culture, the economy of Othello, you could say, sure, go north with Grant, come south to Franklin, makes no sense. But the attempt to gerrymander this so radically really makes a district that ignores community of interest, which is important.
We're talking with Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th Legislative District here on The Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA. So, Senator Schessler, talk to me a little bit about the Franklin County. I guess the best way to put it is carve up. You have a good portion of Pasco now in the 8th Legislative District. As we mentioned earlier, Pasco, along with some other areas of Franklin County in the 15th, and the rest of it stays in the 9th. What do you think the goal was in doing that? And do you think that, or do you think Franklin County just got the bad luck of the draw when it came to having to redraw the maps and reassess populations and move things around?
Well, I think they were obsessed with trying to use race as an excuse to create a blue district in eastern Washington. And it was obsessive. The way the lines are moved around isn't necessarily to the betterment of Franklin County voters or Franklin County interests. For example, my entire career, the 16th district had some portion of Franklin County and, of course, the city of Pasco. The 9th district had a history that predated me going into parts of Franklin County. The 15th district, for good reason, had none of that history. The 8th district, the Tri-Cities is the Tri-Cities. It's probably not as radical, but the movement of the 15th into both Adams and Franklin gets away from a lot of the legal goals that redistricting has.
Now, Senator Schessler, talking about the 8th for a second, this is the first time that the three cities of the Tri-Cities are going to be in the same legislative district.
Partially in the same district.
Partially, correct. Not all of Pasco will be in there. It'll be the west side of Pasco from roughly the Blue Bridge, from what I'm seeing and engaging right up to roughly Burns Road. But it seems that that may have become a redder district than it already was with that portion of Pasco. Do you see that? Or do you think that this was another attempt to maybe weaken what was already a very conservative 8th?
Well, I think that the 8th district is going to stay red with the map. There's really no argument. But I'll go back to my original comment. The goal wasn't to find a majority-minority district. It was to try and find a majority-minority district that could go blue at some point. That was the obsession. This was never about civil rights or voting rights. It was, how can we configure a district that might go blue? When you look at the Tri-Cities, I've had 2 decades of representing the area, and the Tri-Cities does a lot of things as a delegation or shares between Benton and Franklin County, Health District, Transit, Fair, Tri-Deck, Tri-Cities Chamber. I don't think that's at all radical compared to moving the 15th district into Pasco. That literally doesn't make sense.
You know, and interestingly enough, there's been some commentary on the 16th as well, and how that picks up more of Benton County and what the configuration is there. Do you, from what you've seen with these maps, do you believe that that there was a larger shift seismically in eastern Washington versus western Washington?
Well, it has to be because of the population per square mile. I probably have the second largest district in the state today because the population I lost in the Othello area was made up by adding all of Lincoln County and all of Columbia County. That's a huge geographic area to add. And then to make up for the Franklin County loss, I'll once again be representing Cheney and almost into Medical Lake, which was sort of where I began my career. The eastern Washington, you move by counties rather than precincts.
We're talking with Senator Mark Schessler from the 9th Legislative District here on The Bottom Line, News Radio 610 KONA. Touched on the governor's emergency powers. We have seen some things through public records requests that there are some Democrats that have buyer's remorse. Do you see that as potentially being a factor in maybe some movement there?
I'm skeptical about any real changes because so far the majority in the House and Senate hasn't been willing to buck the governor. So I'm hopeful, but I'm pessimistic at the same time whether that can change, because I don't think, for one thing, Jay Inslee has to agree to it or he'll just veto it. And he seems to be enjoying the power that he currently has.